Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg, and it's time for this week's edition of Buy or Sell. Lots of opinions, John, they're out there about the Ravens. OTAs are in full swing right now, so let's go ahead and jump right to them. This one's from Yahoo Sports, and they say that the job competitions on defense might be the antidote to the dreaded Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I think I'm buying that. I think it's going to be very heated for jobs, on the defensive side of the ball. I think that, I think the larger question is there such a thing as a Super Bowl hangover?
That's part A of the question.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can really debate that because you've seen some teams down the line. I know I've done a little research on this. The Packers, the year after they won, were 15-1. Lost in the first round of the playoffs. There's some other examples. So we'll see whether there's actually a Super Bowl hangover. But certainly any sort of thought that, oh, you can rest on your laurels will not be the case on defense. I mean, the many jobs up for grabs, intense competition. It's already on display here on OTAs, and I think it's good for the team.
We've talked about this a lot, is how the defense is going to look compared to last year. What do you think? Do you think this group is better? They had to replace a ton of starters, a ton of guys that have been here for a long, long time. But do you think the younger, faster defense could end up being better this season?
Yeah, I think it could. I think there's going to be an adjustment period. I think there's a lot of chemistry that needs to be to come together, and a lot of moving parts, and it's going to take a. You just can't snap your fingers and see it happen. But yeah, I think the potential is there. Elvis Dumervil, a great pickup. Still some good players, great players, Suggs and Nada. So there's a lot to like.
All right, and another opinion out there deals with one of the other players who's expected to make a big contribution on defense this year. That's Courtney Upshaw. Said recently that he's a little overweight, needs to slim down about 285 pounds right now. Yahoo Sports says that the fact that he's overweight, it's a concern. Are you buying that?
Yeah, I think I am buying that. It is a little concerning. Yeah, I mean, Courtney ended his rookie season strong, played well, but he had to overcome weight issues in the beginning, some conditioning issues to really hit his stride towards the end of the year. I'm sure that the Ravens are hoping they don't have to go through that again. I mean, it definitely cut into his rookie season a little bit, and he played great, and they have big plans for him. So ideally, of course, I mean, it is June, so, it's not urgent. But you would rather see your guy in good shape than knowing that he needs to lose a significant amount of weight, it seems like to me. So, yeah, it is a concern.
All right, let's go ahead and flip over to the offensive side of the ball. CSN Baltimore says that the Ravens will still excel at the deep passing game even without Anquan Boldin.
Well, I'm definitely buying that. I think that you're going to be seeing a lot of deep balls. It's Joe Flacco's strength. He may throw a better deep ball than anyone in the NFL. And certainly this came to light during the playoff run last year. Very few other teams even try.
Yeah.
They very even try to throw the deep ball. It's one thing. It really was a big boon to the Ravens offense in the playoffs, throwing the deep ball. And this year, Boldin, yeah, I mean, he wasn't necessarily the deep threat.
Right. He was more of a guy that worked the middle of the field rather than being the guy that you could burn defenses over the top. He wasn't known for his speed.
No. So the deep threats are back. Torrey Smith, Jacoby Jones. I think another one would be nice to add another one to the mix, whether that's Deontay Thompson or who knows. There's a lot of candidates, but you will definitely see the Ravens continue to throw the deep ball and I think throw it well.
All right, John. Well, that's all the time for this week's edition of Buy or Sell, Ravens fans. But lots of coverage throughout the week. The ring ceremony is tomorrow night, so make sure you check back for photos and videos from that.